natural bridge. And it is a natural bridge. This bridge is, I believe it's 280-something feet long. It's one block of rock. Looked like it was hand-carved. You can drive a car across it. And, of course, they don't do it. And it's been developed. And I believe it's 90-something feet high, and it's just hanging and spinning in midair. It's a beautiful bridge. Then they have the bridge, the Natural Bridge of Virginia. You've heard of that, I guess. But there's no comparison to two bridges. It's mm-hmm. another place of quite a bit of interest. And of course, this is over in the edge of Winston County. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What are the main industries here?
Main industries is coal. Mm-hmm. Coal and timber. Of course, we have several factories. We have two airplanes. One out of, we've counted as one now. One has left us. We have a briar factory, and we have a plywood mill. Then we have a plywood finish plant, a panning plant. We have a regular lumber mill. It's not like a sawmill. Now this is finished products. This, in fact, is just on the road on the right here. Although I forget what their production is, but it's a tremendous production per day. They only make one item. They make 2x4s.
Hmm.
But they ship them all over the country.
Uh-huh.
This is local timber they use, and it's all treated. And,
what kind of wood is
this
it?
This is pine.
Uh-huh.
Natural pine. And of course, it's all treated. If you don't treat that type of timber, you'll have a tendency to warp when you use it if you're using those stud walls. And that's quite an enterprise. And of course, we have a number of mills. And but mining interest is primary. That's your coal stripping business, plus the underground is your main interest here as far as industry, as far as employment is concerned, is primarily coal.
Now, I know that in Winston County there are hardly any blacks. Is that also true here?
No, the blacks, we have a number of blacks here. To be exact, I can even quote accurate figures on this. As far as blacks are concerned, we have, well, of course, in every city or every little town, you've got northeast, south, and west. Then we've got what we call across the tracks. We've been very fortunate here where blacks are concerned. They are not what you say. They've segregated themselves. They live on one side of the track, and the whites live on the other.
Mm-hmm. When you say tracks, are they really tracks?
It's really a railroad track.
It really is a railroad.
It just happened to be that down through the years, as Jasper began to grow and expand, and the blacks migrated in here, they stayed in one area. And this is where lots of this rehab is being done. And we got on sidewalks and streets, we're putting in new paving, lighting, underground sewage plants, and we've got drainage system going in, and really catered to that. We've mm-hmm. never had any problems with the blacks mm-hmm. before. They mm-hmm. lived together here mm-hmm. in peace and harmony, which has been great. Never have we had any problems here that I can recall,
yeah,
even
nice.
When they were forcing integration.
Mm-hmm.
We have in blacks by number voting, from a voting aspect by family, we have 544 registered voters as of 1978. I just happen to know this.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. In running these, I've run in all zones of the city. We get their income, where that income comes from. All this not necessary, but I get this as a matter of record from A to Z.
Mm-hmm.
Individual folder on whites as well as black, and we're cut up into 13 zones. The color, for example, is in 11 and 12 primarily. And even though we don't consider that as being segregated, this is where they remain. There's not a black family living among any white family there is in Jasper, Alabama, anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And never wanted to. Know it.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are all old established people, yeah. certainly been here through the years, and not too many young, those the younger people more or less have migrated off.
Mm-hmm.
Old established people. And of course, when I say voting, I'd say we have, I'll say 3,550. We probably got 1,200-1,300 population of blacks within the city itself.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.